Welcome to The Lookout, Fall 2024, Volume 116, Number 2, brought to you by the Siemens Church Institute, siemenschurch.org. In this issue, page 6, Extending Grace, SCI Chaplains Expand Visits Within the Port of New York and New Jersey. Page 8, Helicopter Safety Training, SCI Chaplains Train to Support Offshore Mariners. Page 11, Ministry on the River Endowment Campaign Reaches $5 Million Goal. Page 18, At the Helm, Q&A with Tim Nolan of Tote Group. 2024 Sustaining and Supporting Sponsors, Investing in SCI's Mission-Driven Work on behalf of mariners and seafarers. Sustaining Sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram Marine Group, Trinity Church, Wall Street. Supporting Sponsors, American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby Corporation, Genco Shipping and Transportation, McAllister Towing and Transportation Company, Incorporated, Mediterranean Shipping Company, Moran Towing Corporation, Tote Maritime. In-kind sponsor, Seward & Kissel, LLP. The Siemens Church Institute thanks our sponsors for their generous support. Sustaining and supporting sponsors make the greatest impact on mariners' welfare. Learn more about sponsorship opportunities and benefits at siemenschurch.org/sponsors. The Lookout. The Lookout is a publication of the Siemens Church Institute, Winter 2024, Volume 116, Number 2, siemenschurch.org. Telephone number 212-349-9090. Editorial, Mark K. Noy, Chair, Board of Trustees, the Reverend Mark S. Nesselhut, President and Executive Director, Evan Brown, Editor and Designer, Director, Communications, Naomi Walker, Editor, Manager, Special Projects. In this issue, 4, From the President's Desk, 6, Extending Grace, SCI Chaplains Expand Visits Within the Port of New York and New Jersey, 8, Helicopter Safety Training, SCI Chaplains Train to Support Offshore Mariners, 10, Summer Sea Term, Support and Care for Cadets and Crew, 11, Ministry on the River Endowment Campaign Reaches $5 Million Goal, 12, Spotlight on the GICA Panel, Advancing Mental Health Care for Inland Mariners. 14. SCI's National and International Partnerships. Seafarers' welfare organizations are stronger when working together. 16. 2024 Silver Bell Awards Dinner. 18. At the Helm, Tim Nolan, President and CEO, Tote Group. The Siemens Church Institute, founded 1834. The world depends on mariners. Mariners depend on SCI, and SCI depends on you. From the President's Desk, the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, President and Executive Director, the Siemens Church Institute. How like to life is the voyage of a ship? The hopes and uncertainties on setting out. The overcoming of difficulties only to find more. The solving of problems only to be greater. Progress seems slow until we look back and see how far we've come. Sea Psalms by John J. Hughes. One of SCI's trustees, Beth Ann Rooney, kindly passed along to me this book of reflections, which she had been given in the early 1990s when she was graduating from Maritime College. The Sea Psalms remind me of how aptly life can be compared to setting sail, time spent at sea, and returning home. Our calendars chart a similar pattern to setting out on a voyage. On New Year's Day, we launch into New Year with our hopes, dreams, and resolutions. In the northern climes, we quickly encounter some winter weather, then spring, the slowdown of summer, and the final rush into the holidays when many of us travel home to be with extended family for Thanksgiving and Christmas. I, for one, love this time of year with its cooler weather and thoughts turning to time with family. I am also keenly aware that many seafarers and mariners miss out on these holidays with loved ones, and that our chaplains need to maintain a heightened sensitivity to signs of holiday blues or even depression as they deliver their Christmas at sea packages to the vessels they visit during late November and the month of December. In this issue of The Lookout, you'll read of how SCI's chaplains are expanding their scope and reach to the far corners of the port of New York and New Jersey, as well as offshore after completing helicopter safety training. while our Chaplin Associates continue staffing SUNY Maritime's summer sea term aboard the TS Empire State, the 7th, to support both cadets and crew. Phil Shifflin and the Center for Mariner Advocacy continue to focus not only on international legislation, but also on U.S. inland mariner mental health and well-being. There is also an update on our regional and international partnerships through NAMA and ICMA, a report from our successful Silver Bell Awards dinner, and a profile on TOTE's Tim Nolan in this issue's At the Helm. It's been a busy 6 months, and progress does seem slow at times until we look back and see how far we've come. Once again, SCI could not undertake its work and mission to advance the personal, professional, spiritual, and physical well-being of mariners and seafarers without your generous support. Thank you for the many ways that you give to SCI. I wish you a safe and happy holiday season, and ask that you remember those at sea and on the rivers who continue to labor on our behalf during this time of the year, often at the expense of being with their own families. Indeed, the world depends on mariners. Mariners depend on SCI, and SCI depends on you. Faithfully, Mark. Pastoral care, crisis response, advocacy, training, feasibility studies, support SCI. Seafarers and mariners are vital to the global economy, transporting essential goods. The Seamen's Church Institute supports these workers, but we rely on your generosity. Please donate at seamenschurch.org/giving or scan the QR code to give online. For corporate sponsorships, contact Amy Mugavero at amugavero@seamenschurch.org. Our mission is to support mariners and seafarers. It's what we do. 24th Annual River Bell Awards Luncheon. Join us Thursday, December 5th, 2024, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Paducah McCracken County Convention and Expo Center, Paducah, Kentucky. Congratulations, award winners. River Bell Award, Bob Locker, American Commercial Barge Line. River Legend Award, Charles A. Hahn, Jr., Parker Towing Company, Incorporated. Distinguished Service Award, Matt Woodruff, Kirby Corporation. Life-Saving Award, special announcement coming soon. Extending grace, SCI's chaplains expand visits within the Port of New York and New Jersey. The Port of New York and New Jersey, along with the surrounding maritime region, plays a crucial role in global commerce, with ships arriving and departing daily, carrying the goods we use to build our cities, create our products, and put food on our tables. Despite how important this is, the arrival of these essential items often goes unnoticed, and the people who work on these ships remain out of sight and out of mind. But at the Seamen's Church Institute, we value seafarers. We understand the challenges and risks they face, and we are committed to connecting with as many mariners as possible who navigate this historic port. The Seamen's Church Institute's Strategic Plan 2023 to 2028 laid out the groundwork for our chaplaincy to support mariners in times of crisis, anywhere and at any time. But it also provides guidance on expanding our boat and ship visiting efforts. Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, SCI's chaplains, stationed at the International Seafarer Center, ISC, were making visits to terminals in the greater New York City metro area. But in 2020, our efforts were minimized to just Port Newark and Port Elizabeth, as chaplains and seafarers alike faced restrictions that limited visits and shore leave. Now, with restrictions lifted and a full staff of chaplain and chaplain associates, SCI has renewed our expanded efforts, and we are now constantly and consistently visiting terminals within the full port system and beyond, as far north as Yonkers and as far south as Berth Amboy and Arthur Kill. We've tried to be intentional in caring for as much of this region as possible, notes Chaplain Bill Allport. Given how vast the area is and the variety of goods and products it caters to, many seafarers will have different experiences depending on the terminal in which they arrive. For seafarers arriving at the ports of Newark and Elizabeth, ISC provides not only a place of respite, but also transportation to a local mall for shore leave, and an accessible place should they wish to call for taxis to head to the city. However, seafarers arriving at more remote terminals face distinct challenges. These terminals are sometimes difficult to access and far from shopping restaurants or other shore leave opportunities. When chaplains visit these terminals, they can only offer information on how to access the nearest shore leave options, which require up-to-date knowledge of each terminal's escort protocols in order to give accurate information. Additionally, some terminals, especially those managed by private companies, may not provide free or accessible transportation, and efforts have to be made through the Center for Mariner Advocacy to establish reporting and advocate for seafarers' rights in this regard. Also, terminals handling bulk shipments or hazardous materials present even greater challenges, as working conditions are tougher and more dangerous, and shore leave is less accessible, particularly for crews on older ships with quick turnarounds and longer transits between ports. Reaching out to seafarers and mariners wherever they are has always been and continues to be a vital mission for SCI, expanding our efforts to connect with seafarers across the New York City metro area is the top priority. If we don't visit them, no one does. And the most overlooked seafarers remain uncared for, says Chaplain Allport. The reality of these ports is that they are driven by constant movement, but we see it as our responsibility as chaplains to recognize the humanity and worth of the people who keep machinery running. We're there to extend grace to these lives, to care for them and their families, and to be a tangible expression of God's love. The photos include SCI Chaplain Bill Allport visits seafarers aboard the Seaboard Pride at the Red Hook Terminal in Brooklyn. Chaplain James Colon visiting with seafarers at the McGinnis Cement Terminal in the Bronx. Chaplain Colon meeting with seafarers on the MV Maddox at the Domino Sugar Terminal in Yonkers. Helicopter safety training. SCI chaplains train to support offshore mariners. Working on an offshore vessel, rig, or platform is incredibly demanding. The isolation is intense, with crews often following a 28 days on, 28 days off shift, without sight of land during this time on board. Reaching offshore crews can be difficult and time-consuming, sometimes taking up to 4 hours for human support vehicles to arrive. Any visitors are significant. But when those visitors are trained to provide counseling and assistance, whether during routine operations or in times of crisis, it can make an immeasurable impact. To align with the goals outlined in our recent strategic plan, which emphasizes expanding service to mariners wherever and whenever possible, it makes sense for SCI to begin supporting this specific maritime community. As part of this effort, SCI has been sending some of its chaplains and chaplain associates for helicopter underwater egress training, HUET, or basic offshore safety induction and emergency training, BOSSIET. HUET and BOSSIET certification is required by most companies operating offshore vessels or structures, as helicopters are typically the only means of access to these locations, and visitors must be prepared for potential helicopter emergencies. SCI Chaplain Jeff Davis, as a former mariner himself, has spent time on offshore vessels, including drill ships, and he understands firsthand the impact chaplains have when they visit. Drill ships are incredibly complex in their equipment, noted Chaplain Davis. If something serious happens to a mariner, the other crew members can't rest and take a few days to process it. The work must continue, no matter what, which is why outside help after traumatic incidents is so important. Helicopter safety training is required before any SCI chaplain can step into a helicopter and head out to an offshore vessel or structure, and for sure, it is no cakewalk. It focuses on equipping participants with the skills and knowledge needed to safely escape from a helicopter in the event of a crash or forced landing in water. It includes hands-on exercises, such as simulated helicopter submersion in a helo dunker, which sets up a timed and controlled environment where trainees get strapped in, go underwater, and practice escape techniques and the proper use of safety equipment like life vests and breathing devices. SCI Chaplain David Shirk, who underwent this training multiple times during his previous career in the U.S. Navy, told us that the biggest challenge for most people is controlling their panic. The training itself seems simple, but it can be very distressing, No one wants to be strapped into their seat underwater, only able to come out of one exit, especially when the vessel is rolled. David further explained that if at any point during the training, should things seem questionable, you are tapped on the shoulder and must immediately go limp and allow yourself to be extracted by one of the divers, as they are skilled in recognizing when someone is panicking and not able to exit the situation safely. For Chaplain Jeff Davis, the challenges of helicopter safety training are well worth the effort, as he explains, this training gives SCI more opportunities. It opens more doors of ministry and support to serve mariners and to be more places where we might be needed. With this training, SCI chaplains can provide crucial comfort and guidance to another distinct group of mariners facing the strenuous demands of the job and environment, whether through one-on-one counseling, crisis intervention, or simply being a compassionate presence. The photos here include helicopter underwater egress training, Hewitt, or basic offshore safety induction and emergency training, Wasiat, is required for visitors to offshore vessels like this drill ship, which are frequently accessed by helicopter. Also is an image of a training facility featuring a submersible pod. Photo, Shutterstock. Chaplains Shirk left and Davis right, pictured with mariners, are helicopter safety certified to visit mariners on drill ships and other offshore vehicles. The Janet Lord Roper Legacy Society. The Seamus Church Institute has supported mariners for more than 180 years, embodying its mission through figures like Janet Lord Roper, who served as our compassionate house mother at SCI's New York Seaport building from 1915 to 1943. In her honor, the Janet Lord Roper Legacy Society recognizes individuals who support SCI through bequests, ensuring ongoing assistance for seafarers. For more information about legacy giving, contact Amy Mugavero, Director of Advancement and Strategic Initiatives, at 212-349-9090 or via email at amugavero@seamanschurch.org. Visit for more information, seamanschurch.org/roper. Summer Sea Term, Support and Care for Cadets and Crew, by the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, SCI President and Executive Director. For the fourth consecutive summer, SCI chaplains and chaplain associates staff the State University of New York Maritime College Summer Sea Term, this year aboard the brand new TS Empire State 7. Personally, I feel a deep connection with the new training ship. In the summer of 2021, when SUNY President Rear Admiral Michael of Fultis reached out to me to see if SCI could assist with mental health support for the cadets and crew who were now living in close quarters aboard the Empire State 7. After 18 months of living with COVID protocols, a few months later in December 2021, I had the privilege of giving the prayer and blessing at Maritime Administration's MARAD keel laying ceremony at Philly Shipyard for the first-in-class purpose-built training ship, the Empire State 7. Fast forward another 18 months, I deliver the prayer and blessing for the commissioning and launching of the new ship, and my colleague, the Reverend Karen Sherrill, gave the prayer and blessing when the Empire State the 7th initially arrived at its home port in SUNY Maritime's campus at Fort Schuyler. This summer, a team of four chaplains divided up the five legs, which continued to change over the course of the cruise. What had been planned as New York to Nassau, Bahamas, to Point Delgada, Azores, to Portsmouth, UK, to Bergen, Norway, to New York, changed several times due to mechanical issues with the new vessel. Ultimately, she sailed from New York to Nassau, Bahamas, to Port Canaveral, Florida, to Portland, Maine, to St. George's, Bermuda, and then back to New York. The various legs, each 1-2+ weeks in length, were crewed by the Reverend Ann Reed, a deacon from Cincinnati, the Reverend Charlie Starnberg, M.D., a deacon from Houston, who took two legs, me, and the Reverend J. Geisler, a priest from Pittsburgh. Our time included weekly celebrations of the Eucharist, offerings of daily prayer, counseling sessions, staffing sick bay, a burial of cremains at sea, and even a baptism. SCI values its partnership with SUNY Maritime as we work to support the cadets and to help them to better understand the work and mission of SCI, as they prepare to enter into the maritime workforce. Pictures include training ship Empire State the 7th, pictured above with SUNY Maritime cadets during the 2024 summer sea term. The Reverend Mark Nesselhut, SEI President and Executive Director. The Reverend Ann Reed, Chaplain Associate. The Reverend Charles Sternberg, MD, Chaplain Associate. Ministry on the River Endowment Campaign reaches $5 million goal. At the Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon in April, the Siemens Church Institute announced that its Ministry on the River, MOR, endowment campaign had successfully raised $5 million. This achievement enables SCI to expand its chaplaincy services on the nation's inland waterways and Gulf Coast, providing crucial support to more mariners each day. The MOR campaign funds an endowment that supports the hiring of two full-time chaplains. And in April, SCI welcomed the Reverend Nancy Simpson as the new chaplain for the Houston Ship Channel and Gulf Coast region. Simpson, previously a chaplain associate at SCI, brings extensive experience as a Lutheran pastor and former police chaplain. With the MOR team growing, SCI also plans to recruit and train additional volunteer chaplain associates, further increasing its ability to serve inland and near coastal mariners. SCI extends deep gratitude to all contributors whose generosity strengthens the maritime workforce and enhances the lives of thousands of mariners each year. We are profoundly grateful to all who generously invested in this campaign, our vision and mission-driven work. MOR Endowment Campaign Donors: $1 million and above, Ray and K. Eckstein Charitable Trust, Ingram Barge Company, $500,000 to $999,999, American Commercial Barge Line, ACBL, $250,000 to $499,999, Genesis Marine, Golding Barge Line, Heinz Furlong Line, Incorporated, $100,000 to $249,999, ADM Care, Blessing Marine Services, Incorporated, Campbell Transportation Company, Canal Barge Company, Incorporated, Cooper Consolidated, LLC, Crounce Corporation, Ergon Foundation, Kirby, Mark and Mary Noy, Lynchburg Shipyard, Parker Towing, up to $999,000. Accutrans, Amherst Madison, Rick Barbie, CNC Marine and Repair, LLC, Jennifer A. Carpenter, Chemp Carriers Towing, LLC, Current Data, LLC, Richard and Ann DeMoulin, East Tennessee Foundation, Florida Marine, Kent Furlong, Harbor Towing and Fleeting, Jones Walker, Damon Judd, Carl Center, Laboard Products, Lisco, Luganville, Wheaton, Peck, Rankin and Hubbard, Marine Transportation Council, Molodow, Bland, LeGrand and Brackett, Joseph Pine, 2023 St. Louis Inland River Seminar, Terrell River Service, Towing Vessel Inspection Bureau, Upper River Services, WEPFR, Center for Mariner Advocacy, Siemens Church Institute, Spotlight on the 2024 GICA Panel, Advancing Mental Health Care for Inland Mariners. While SCI's chaplains are on the front lines supporting mariners and seafarers, Phil Shifflin, Jr., Esquire, Director of the Center for Mariner Advocacy, is diligently working to support them through other channels. While he keeps a close eye on legal policies that affect the human side of the maritime industry, he is also raising awareness about the health challenges, particularly mental wellness, faced by these essential workers. People often overlook the sacrifice that inland mariners make to support our daily lives, Phil remarked. Our country's economic health and standard of living are deeply tied to their efforts. In my role at SCI and in my previous experience with the U.S. Coast Guard, I have seen firsthand the mental health struggles these mariners face, and I am committed to advocating for better support. In pursuing this agenda, Phil recently moderated a panel titled Workforce Essentials: Exploring Mariner Mental Health at the Gulf Intercoastal Canal Association's GICA 119th Annual Seminar, held from August 7th to 9th, 2024. The panel, composed of members from the Mariner Wellness Steering Committee, a group formed by SCI that Phil facilitates, delved into the pressing wellness issues impacting inland marine mariners. The committee brings together inland maritime industry leaders, and medical professionals. Their mission is to tackle the challenge affecting mariner well-being that were identified during the roundtable. At the GIGA seminar, the committee presented their ongoing work and solicited valuable feedback from attendees. Key initiatives discussed included mental health screening tools, developing enhanced tools for pre-employment and pre-crew change screenings to better identify mariners with mental health concerns, ensuring timely intervention, HR best practices, establishing consistent guidelines for HR professionals dealing with mariners experiencing mental health issues, replacing the current ad hoc approaches, continuity of care, addressing the difficulty mariners face in maintaining consistent mental health care due to the industry's cross-state nature, which often disrupts their access to care. Workforce reintegration, crafting best practices to support mariners returning to work after mental health-related absences, easing their reintegration into the crew. The committee chair shared their decision to focus on mental health, noting that while physical wellness programs have seen limited success, there would be or could be more effort to address the critical area of mental wellness. He emphasized the connection between physical and mental health and promoted a holistic approach to mariner wellness. Another panelist urged industry leaders to review the effectiveness of their employee assistance programs, EAPs, ensuring they provide adequate and timely mental health care. The discussion also challenged the industry to view mental health care as an essential part of overall health and well-being, advocating for routine mental health checkups to prevent crises. The panel was well-received and sparked lively engagement with attendees, asking questions and sharing their own challenges related to mental health in the maritime industry. Several participants expressed interest in joining future wellness groups, in highlighting the panel's effectiveness in raising awareness and driving momentum for improved mental health support for mariners. When our industry sees mariners struggling with mental health wellness issues, it's clear that many of us very much want to do what we can to help advocate for improvement, Phil said. And SCI's involvement in panels like these is significant as we collectively, with the industry, make progress in raising awareness and addressing these challenges. For this panel, it was great to see that we're all on the same page about tackling this issue. The photo shows Advocacy Director Phil Shifflin Jr. Esquire moderating this year's GIGA panel focused on mariner mental health, New Orleans, August 2024. SCI's national and international partnerships, seafarer welfare organizations are stronger when working together. The global maritime industry functions as the backbone of international trade, making it essential that the welfare of the hundreds of thousands of seafarers who keep it running is addressed. These individuals often face isolation, long periods away from home, and challenging working conditions. In response, seafarer welfare organizations have emerged to address their physical, emotional, and spiritual needs, ensuring their overall well-being. Seafarers who spend 80% of their time at sea are frequently overlooked due to a phenomenon known as sea blindness. With the evolution of global shipping, particularly with the advent of containerization in the late 1950s, seaports moved farther from cities, and the time seafarers spent in port decreased dramatically. While they once had longer periods to rest and recover off ashore, today they typically remain in port for only 12 to 18 hours, thus heightening their isolation and reducing their visibility to the public. This shift has underscored the growing need for welfare service to support seafarers during their time away from home. Organizations such as the Seamen's Church Institute, SCI, and our peer societies within the U.S. and around the globe benefit from umbrella associations like the North American Maritime Ministry Association, NAMA, and the International Christian Maritime Association, ICMA, which play a key role in building relationships between the societies and in providing training. The partnership between NAMA and ICMA, with SCI deeply embedded in both, demonstrates the importance of collaboration in seafarer welfare. NAMA represents seafarer welfare organizations across North America, while ICMA unites maritime ministries globally. SCI was instrumental in forming NAMA in the early 1930s and played a pivotal role in establishing ICMA in the late 1960s. Today, ICMA unites chaplains in more than 700 ports worldwide, offering interdenominational care to seafarers. These organizations continue to advocate for seafarers' rights on international platforms, working with bodies such as the International Maritime Organization and the U.S. Congress. As an example, one of ICMA's key advocacy efforts is to strengthen language surrounding shore leave in the Maritime Labor Convention, MLC, 2006. Shore leave is vital for seafarers, allowing them time to recuperate, assess necessary services, and maintain their mental health. ICMA's ongoing work ensures seafarers are afforded sufficient time ashore to support their well-being. Though much of their work is routine, welfare organizations play a crucial role during times of crisis, whether responding to ship fires, mental health emergencies, or repatriating deceased seafarers. The partnership between NAMA and ICMA demonstrates how collaboration can enhance care for seafarers, improving their lives and preserving the dignity of the profession. The upcoming ICMA World Conference in 2025 in Barcelona will provide a valuable opportunity to further strengthen these partnerships and reaffirm the global commitment to seafarers' welfare within the maritime industry. Photos include representatives of 25 associations attending ICMA's AGM in Geneva, NAMA Conference attendees aboard the Pilot Boat New York, ICMA Charity Trustees meeting at Mediterranean Shipping Company headquarters in Geneva, SCI team members at the 2024 NAMA Conference. The Reverend Mark Nesselhut, appointed chair of the International Christian Maritime Association for 2024-2026. ICMA Press Release, Geneva, Switzerland, September 6, 2024. The Reverend Mark Nesselhut, President and Executive Director of the Seamen's Church Institute, has been appointed as the new chair of the International Christian Maritime Association, ICMA, for 2024-2026. He assumed the role at the ICMA Annual General Meeting in Geneva, where maritime ministries from around the world gathered to focus on serving seafarers, fishers, and their families. "It is an honor and a privilege to serve as the chair of ICMA," said the Reverend Nesselhut. "As we navigate a rapidly changing maritime landscape, I am committed to fostering collaboration across our 26 member organizations to meet the evolving needs of seafarers worldwide." The Reverend Nesselhut brings valuable experience in maritime ministry as President and Executive Director of SCI, a longstanding ICMA member, providing practical, pastoral, and legal support to mariners. ICMA General Secretary Jason Zudema welcomed the Reverend Nesselhut's appointment, saying, "Mark's leadership comes at a crucial time, with issues such as ESG, mental health, and geopolitical challenges affecting the maritime industry. I'm excited to work with him and the new leadership team to continue supporting seafarers globally." The Reverend Nesselhut succeeds Sarah Bodd, CEO of Sailors Society, as chairperson and will work alongside new vice chairperson, Deacon Paul Rosenblum, NAMA, and treasurer, Pastor Matthias Riestau, Deutsche Seemannsmission. 2024 Silver Bell Awards Dinner. On June 13, 2024, the Seamen's Church Institute, SCI, hosted its 46th annual Silver Bell Awards Dinner in New York, bringing together maritime leaders and supporters. This year, SCI presented the Silver Bell Award to John C. Hadjipateras, Chairman, CEO, and President of Dorian LPG Limited, and the Distinguished Service Award to Beth Ann Rooney, Director of the Port Department at the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. SCI President and Executive Director, the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, commented, "The Silver Bell Awards dinner is a celebration of the maritime industry and a time to recognize those who undertake challenging and vital work in moving the world's goods across oceans and between nations. Tonight, we are honored to recognize John and Beth Ann, who embody the spirit of our mission and advocate for the needs and concerns of seafarers." The evening commenced with a parade of vessels on the Hudson River, blessed by the Right Reverend Andrew Deitch, recently retired Episcopal Bishop of New York, and assisted by Suffragan Bishop Alan Shin, the Reverend Kristen Miles of Trinity Church Wall Street, and SCI Maritime Chaplains, the Reverend James Collin, and the Right Reverend Dr. Bill Allport. The Port Authority Police Department pipes and drums led guests into the venue, where the United States Coast Guard Sector, New York Color Guard, officially opened the dinner. The national anthem was performed by members of the Trinity Church Choir, who also closed the event with the hymn, Eternal Father, Strong to Save. The 2024 Silver Bell Awards dinner welcomed 530 guests and raised $764,000 to support SCI's critical work with international seafarers and domestic mariners. The Reverend Nesselhut expressed his gratitude, stating, "The Silver Bell is always a special event for us, and we are deeply grateful to the guests, supporters, and sponsors who share our commitment, believe in our mission, and contributed generously to support our works." The photos include John C. Hadjipateras, Chairman, CEO, and President of Dorian LPG Limited, receives the 2024 Silver Bell Award. He is joined on the stage by Silver Bell Event Co-Chair Jack Noonan, left, Binnacle Maritime, LLC, SCI President and Executive Director, the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, Center, and Event Co-Chair Buckley McAllister, right, Chairman and CEO McAllister Towing. Beth Ann Rooney, Director of the Port Department of New York Authority of New York and New Jersey, is honored with the 2024 Distinguished Service Award, joined by the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, left. SCI Board Chair Mark Noy delivers opening remarks and acknowledges the evening sponsor. From left, on the bottom, the Reverend Kristen Miles, Trinity Church, Wall Street, the Reverend Dr. Bill Allport, SCI Chaplain, the Right Reverend Alan Shin, Bishop Suffragan, Episcopal Diocese of New York, Captain John DeCruz, Director, Sandy Hook Pilots Association, the Right Reverend Andrew Deitcha, retired 16th Bishop of New York, Episcopal Diocese of New York, and the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, and the Reverend James Colon, SCI Chaplain. At the helm, Tim Nolan, President and CEO, Tote Group. Who were some important mentors or role models for you? I've been very fortunate to have had wonderful role models and mentors throughout my life. My parents were my first role models. From a young age, they instilled in me the importance of a strong work ethic, high standards, values, and respect for others, which stay with me today. In addition, countless people have given me the opportunities to grow and learn throughout my career, but three individuals have had the most influence upon my development as an executive: Anthony Chiarello, Michael Noon, and Rear Admiral retired U.S. Navy Phil Green have all supported me at different times throughout my career. Their professionalism, work ethic, and unwavering commitment to integrity and excellence as maritime professionals have had a lasting impact on me. Do you remember your first leadership role? How has your view of leadership evolved? My first leadership role was with Maersk. During my time there, I was fortunate to move into positions that helped me develop as a leader and inform my leadership style. Today, as president of Tote Group, which includes six companies under its umbrella, my leadership style is focused on providing the vision and values that clearly define what it means to be a part of the Tote team, whether an employee, a customer, a vendor, or a partner. I believe it's important to articulate and model clear company values and then identify leaders who live out those values in their daily lives. For Tote, these values are safety, commitment, and integrity. Since my early days at Maersk, I have been a strong believer in the importance of organizational culture and its role in companies' success. In addition, I try to set and articulate guideposts that can inform decisions at all company levels. For example, within the organization, there are four core pillars that are the heart of all Tote operations, regardless of your role, location, or organization: safety, customer experience, operational excellence, and colleague experience. These pillars help all employees understand what is important at Tote and our culture. With this information, people are prepared to make decisions on their own and think strategically about what is best for the company, the customer, and their colleagues. What advice would you give someone who is beginning a career in the maritime industry? How do you hire? What do you say and seek in a candidate? My best advice is for someone interested in maritime who doesn't have a background in the industry is to find a mentor, someone you can connect with. The maritime industry is both smaller than you think and larger than most people expect. Identifying someone who can answer questions, provide insight, and help you explore the options within the industry is a great place to start. At Tote, we are always looking for new people to join our team, and all of our jobs are listed on our website. We spend significant time connecting with maritime academies, the Merchant Marine Academy, the retired Coast Guard personnel, as these individuals have a wealth of knowledge about maritime in general. That said, I didn't grow up in a maritime family nor attend a maritime academy, and working in the domestic maritime sector has been a very fulfilling career with a range of opportunities and challenges. Above all, we are interested in candidates who are aligned with our values of safety, commitment, and integrity, are willing to work hard, and have a growth mindset. Toad companies are constantly seeking new opportunities to improve our day-to-day business for our customers and our employees, and to the benefit of the communities we serve. What is the role of innovation in your work? Operational excellence through continuous improvement is one of Tote Group's four core pillars, and it applies to everything we do. As a company, we encourage and seek out new, innovative solutions and drive us forward in all aspects. Tote was the first in the world to build an LNG-powered container ship and the first in North America to convert vessels to run on LNG. This updated technology improves local air quality and reduces greenhouse gas emissions for our vessels that serve Alaska and Puerto Rico. But for Tote, innovation can also take the form of something new or different that impacts how we do business each day. Tote Services recently launched a mariner ship management tool that provides additional visibility and transparency and improves communications with the captains, mariners, and our marine personnel staff. This tool helps mariners prepare for their time at sea, engage directly with shoreside staff, and supports smooth transitions while in port. Innovation and continuous improvement are at the very heart of the Tote Group companies. What inspires you? My family. I was inspired by my parents, who instilled their values, a strong work ethic, and perseverance that allowed me to achieve my goals in life. I'm also inspired by my wife, Janine, and our three children, as I want to set an example to them that establishes their foundation in life. I want to make sure I am providing support and love so they can feel comfortable working to achieve their goals and dreams. Finally, Tote. The organization's commitment to excellence and continuous improvement inspires me to bring my best self to work every day. I want to ensure that I support and inspire the team to do their best. Is there something else you'd like to say? I'd like to note that in 2025, Tote Group will celebrate 50 years in operation. In 1975, what is today Tote Maritime Alaska, delivered the first goods to the last frontier, and the Tote Company was born. Tote Services, responsible for ship management and crewing, has been involved in that operation since the beginning. Over the last 50 years, we have added more businesses, expanded our operations, and changed our name a few times. But our success is rooted in our strong connection to the community and our commitment to serving and supporting those who rely on us for the critical goods of daily life. It's November, and SCI chaplains begin their Christmas at Sea CAS deliveries. While continuing their regular visits to seafarers, offering support, listening, and checking in, this season also brings a special treat, gifts. Over the next 3 months, chaplains will distribute more than 26,000 handmade hats, scarves, and vests, lovingly knitted or crocheted by thousands of volunteers from the United States, Canada, and Europe. Mariners and seafarers appreciate these presents, often expressing gratitude for being remembered in the thoughts and prayers of others. Many experienced mariners fondly recall their first Christmas at sea gift. Some still have them in their possession to this day. To the volunteers who dedicate their life and time and creativity, SCI extends heartfelt thanks. Your kindness truly makes a difference. Learn more at SeamansChurch.org/CAS. The Seamans Church Institute, founded in 1834, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10004. Follow us online at SeamansChurch.org. This has been a recording of the Fall 2024 Lookout, Volume 116, Number 2, SeamansChurch.org. Until next time, I'm Don Sheets. Bye.